I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of our Friday show here on this Friday, July 25th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As you know, we've been following the budget process that's been happening here in the state of Michigan. They were supposed to, by July 1st, had submitted a budget to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for her consideration over the summer. And the Republicans in the House failed to do that. They did pass, however, a $20 billion continuing resolution to keep the government open at the stroke of midnight on September 30th if they're not able to get a full budget passed. But I tasked Pastor Chatfield with him for him to go through his history, knowledge, and kind of figure out, think about, prepare for us a lesson plan, a discussion. Gridlock, has it happened before in Washington? Has it happened before in Lansing? Is this a unique thing or is this pretty common? Has it happened in the past? So that's basically what we're going to be talking about today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning. I'm in Marietta, Georgia right now, actually. So I'm out promoting Fill America with the Gospel. So that's where I'm at. So I'm thinking about this, and I listened again, which I often do, and I'm going to, Lord willing, memorize this word for word and put it up on your website. Lincoln's second inaugural address. But I was also listening to Abraham Lincoln's first inaugural address. As we were led up to the Civil War, there was obviously some secessionists, and there was some people on the North who were abolitionists. Lincoln was not an abolitionist. He wanted to restrict the enlargement of slavery, but he had to manage the abolitionists, and he had to manage. He knew where the what were called fire eaters are. The fire eaters were the people in the South that wanted to secede, and they were advocating for it. And there was no talking to them. It's, you're not going to convince AOC, let's say, or her to become a conservative. It's, you're really not even talking to her. You're talking to the people in the middle to try to get some sort of consensus. And he said in his first inaugural address that a minority holding the government at bay cannot go on forever. It can't happen forever. That's not the way our system works. But generally, when you have these disputes, these gridlock things, you get a few people. Let me use an example of one we just went through with the wonderful, great, beautiful bill. I mean, you had a handful of Republicans. I mean, just two or three that were holding out. And those people became very powerful because they could tip the scale between passing the bill and not. And as long as they were not willing to follow House leadership, House would smile at them, try to talk to him nicely, and then behind closed doors, cuss him, probably. I don't know. I don't really know that, but I was
sure.
You're holding everything up. And that's what happens in situations. Now, I'm not as familiar. I'm not privy to any inside information on what's happening exactly in Michigan. Exactly. Is this Matt Hall doing this? Is this members of the caucus, the Republican caucus, are doing this? Is it a combination? You'd have to. Do you have inside information?
Oh, yeah, I do have. I do have insight into it. And I'm glad, actually, that you're asking me about it. When we get back from the break, give me the opportunity. I'll give you the background, the fill in, the connecting of the dots I have, that I've made, my opinion, and then we'll continue the conversation. So,
Pastor
Chatfield reporting in from Georgia this morning. Greatly appreciate him doing that. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. Specifically, Pastor Chatfield, I've been all over this situation going into the process. November 5th, 2024 election, Republicans got back the majority in the House. 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. The gavel passed from Joe Tate to Matt Hall. And right out of the gate, there was conflict going on between Matt Hall, the Speaker, and the Senate Majority Leader, still retained by the Democrats, Winnie Brinks. And what started this whole battle, this whole war, was there was 9 bills that were passed in the lame duck session. As you know, the Democrats had control of both the House, the Senate. They rammed a bunch of bills through in the lame duck session. And for some reason, 9 bills were sitting on the Speaker's desk that never got sent to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for a signature to sign them into law. They were passed in the House. They were passed in the Senate. But Joe Tate, for whatever reason, didn't like the bills, forgot about it, just didn't do it. And when he brinks, the Senate Majority Leader called over to Matt Hall's office and said, hey, you need to send those bills to the governor for signature. And Hall said, no, I've read through the Constitution. The activity of the 102nd state legislature was Joe Tate's responsibility. I am now the Speaker of the 103rd legislative session here of the state of Michigan, and I'm under no obligation to forward any of his prior work to the governor for signature. Well, Winnie Brinks sued Matt Hall in court, and it started off very bad relationship. They haven't even spoken in person directly. They haven't gone out to lunch. They haven't gone out to dinner. They've had no private meetings. They've never communicated one-on-one ever, the entire process since they've taken over January 1st. Also, the House Oversight Committee is a former county clerk from St. Clair County, Jay DeBoyer, state representative. He's the chair of House Oversight. And they've created all kinds of subcommittees where they're doing all kinds of investigations, election integrity. They're doing all kinds of stuff that's ticking the Democrats off. Fast forward, the appropriations. My throat's closing up because I'm getting so mad about this situation. They've gone through the budgets. They've looked at the school. They've looked at transportation. Fixing the roads. They've gone through all of it, and they're going, okay, governor came out late February with her State of the State Union address, laid out her proposal of $82.5 billion. Senate Democrats expanded it slightly. They put forward their budget at $82.6 billion. And Matt Hall immediately at a press conference responded and said, the Senate just passed a BS budget that doesn't have a snowball chance in the heck of passing in my House caucus. 58 Republicans are standing strong saying we need to cut the budget. We need to perform a little bit of a DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, here in Lansing. This level of spending is not something we can continue on doing. We don't have $9 billion of COVID money. You guys spent that. It's gone. There's no way we can justify and won't pass an $82.5 or $6 billion budget in the House. So what they did is they passed a $20 billion continuing resolution to simply keep the government open. Because at the stroke of midnight, September 30th, when they get back on September 9th after Labor Day, after summer recess, they're not going to have enough time to get to a consensus. They're not going to get time to put a budget together. So the Republicans passed a $20 billion continuing resolution of this current fiscal year budget saying, let's keep the government open because there's no way we're going to resolve this by, you know, midnight on October 1st. And so now they're gone. They're on summer recess. They're not coming back until September 9th. And I'm just saying, what the heck is going to happen to our state? Is it going to get shut down? Are they going to be forced to adopt the $20 billion consensus continuing resolution while they continue to work on this? And what will the ramifications of all of this be leading into next year's midterm 2026 election? So basically, now, as far as I can connect the dots and all the research and bills I've read and committee reports I've read and things I've studied prepping for the show, that's basically the way I see the facts as they stand in Lansing right now.
Okay, so yeah, this is good luck. This is what it is, and I can give you a little bit of historical background. Before the Civil War, the people in the middle were Lincoln in his first inaugural. He was trying to address people that wanted to stay in the Union. You know, what later became known as Union Democrats. Hey, don't do this. Don't go along with the fire eaters. In the end, it didn't work. The South, seven states seceded before he became took his first inaugural. Then after the war began, four more states, including Virginia, and we went to Civil War. That's like the cliff. I don't know if you remember this phrase, the fiscal cliff, back during the end of the or in the middle of the Obama administration, when you had this. We kept being told, hey, we got to, we're going to let these tax cuts expire, and we got to keep the government open. America's got to pay its debts, and Republicans were arguing we can't keep expanding government. You can't keep doing it. Each side was claiming, hey, Republicans are saying, look, if we don't stop this ballooning national debt, we're going to go bankrupt. And then the other side would say, well, wait, America, you got to pay your debts. We borrowed this money. Now we got to pay it. And if we have to raise taxes to pay it, we're going to pay it. And it really, what ends up happening is, who wins this PR battle here? There's many other illustrations. Let me give you one more. Remember back after 9/11, the President Bush went after Osama bin Laden or the Taliban, and that was in Afghanistan. We had pretty much unity there. But then you remember the Patriot Act. Patriot Act greatly expanded government's role in monitoring American citizens. Still is. And there are a lot of Republicans, libertarians, that whoa, 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 I don't like this at all. I'm not for the Patriot Act. But so you can get everything else, in the end, it happened. We have the Patriot Act. And that's what happens all the time. It's what happened in this last big argument. In the end, the budget hawks went along, even though the debt is being expanded every year. When you said the Michigan debt is now, I mean, the Michigan proposed budget is what,
82.6 billion dollars.
It doesn't seem long ago. I remember the big argument, somebody would have to Google this, but when Governor Snyder was there, it was like 56, 57, 58. And everyone's saying, that's way too much.
Whitmer took over from Snyder after 8 years before Jennifer Granholm. Granholm handed Snyder and Kelly $47 billion during their 8 years. It went to $58 billion. That's what the number was when he handed it off to Governor Gretchen Whitmer January 1st of 2019, we were at $58
billion. So when do we stop spending money we don't have? The federal government can print more money or just, you know, ease restrictions. We don't even print the money anymore. You push some computer button somewhere and boom, the money miraculously appears out of nowhere. You know, the state of Michigan doesn't have that option. And people keep warning us, whether on the federal level or the national level or the state level, we can't spend money we don't have. Now, it makes sense to me. Now, I can't explain all this, but eventually the house of cards will collapse nationally, statewide. You can't keep spending money you don't have.
Well, see, that's the main point that I'm concerned about, is in our Constitution – we are constitutionally mandated to pay for three things: the roads, the public schools, and the prisons. That's it. Those are the only three things that we must provide for from Lansing. We have to do those three things. Now, the $20 billion continuing resolution, I believe they went through and they said, okay, how long is it going to take us when we get back and at the stroke of midnight, September 30th, heading into October 1st, we don't have a budget deal. The government is shut down. How much money is it going to take for perhaps a month or two, 3 months, to basically keep those three functions going? Public schools, local revenue sharing that goes to public schools, the roads, and the prisons. What is it going to take? And I think that's perhaps along with maybe some Department of Health and Human Services money for Medicaid and other things, I think they may have come up with that number, $20 billion should do it, and that's why they passed it. But we, as a state, we must balance our budget. We have to pay the bills that we absolutely have committed to. And like you said, we can't print more money like Washington, D.C., like the Federal Reserve. We can't do that. We have to deal with what revenue we have coming in. And they're saying because of the economy and because of inflation and because of all the things happening in the world that we may not have the revenue coming in that they're expecting. The budget office has already projected less revenue coming in for next year, fiscal year 2026, at the state level. So the Republicans are doing what I think is the responsible thing, saying, hey, we got to lower, we got to make a chop. We've got to cut spending. And I opined, and I even answered MERS News Service. They asked me to be part of a political pundit panel. You know, what should they do? And I said, well, the simplest, easiest way is to say, okay, we got to eliminate 10%. We got to go from $80 billion. We got to go down $8 billion. We got to get this down to $72 or $68 or $65 billion. Figure out what the percentage is and just do a percentage chop across the board in all 14 bureaucratic departments. Your budget has been reduced by this amount, 20%, 10%, whatever the number is. And that way it's fair and equal. It's across the board. It's a percentage chop. Everybody is going to be cut this amount, and you just got to deal with it. You got to figure out who you're going to fire for staff. You've got to eliminate paper. You got to eliminate coffee. You got to eliminate paper clips. Whatever the heck you got to do, you got to do. And I think that's what where the Republicans are coming from. So, like you say, they got to balance their budget. Isn't this something state government in Lansing has to do?
Right. Yes, they have to balance their budget, and a lot of it is, you know, a lot of this falls on Matt Hall. He's the guy that he's got the key. He can hold out. I don't know. He can hold out an awful long time. What will eventually happen if he holds out is then who can sell their side of this argument to the state media or to the public? The media is going to take the Democrat side. That's just the way it works.
Sure.
They're going to take that side. And you have to make up your minds. Okay, we're going to hold strong on this. I don't know if he has the 100% support of the entire Republican caucus. Maybe he does, but you know, there's people that are on these seats, these 50-50 districts, where they're going to get awfully nervous that they're going to lose over this, because it doesn't take that many. If you're in a 50-50 district, that enough people aren't going to like this, and they're going to flip and they're going to vote for the other guy next time. And that those are the people that really hold the strings. And I don't know exactly which districts there are, but I know there are numerous 50-50 Republican Democrat districts, swing districts, if you will. And it takes courage on their part to hold strong.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll continue the conversation with Pastor Chatfield. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source.